Have you ever actually seen The Invisible Hand? It's Home Economics on 95BFM with Rupert Carline of Coda Wealth.
Morena, Rupert. How are you?
Morena, very well, thank you.
Had a nice weekend?
I did, and it's nice and warm this morning, which is good.
It is. It's not as chilly as it's been the last couple of days. Chilly, though, are some of these questions that we've been sent in. This particular first one, I think, is going to be chilling for a few people who might not necessarily know much about it. Somebody said, "Hi, Rupert, could you please talk about KiwiSaver money being relationship property? I've got a friend going through a breakup, and it's caught them by surprise that they have to split their KiwiSaver with their ex. In this situation, one person has a KiwiSaver and the other one doesn't. Can you talk a little bit about this? Is this a thing?" It does not sound very much fun.
Well, relationships are never fun. Well, sorry, breakups are never fun. I should clarify. Look, unfortunately, it is relationship property. So as you are tallying up the total set of assets, the KiwiSaver will come into it. With relationship property, it's not as though each individual asset needs to be split in half.
Right.
And so I think it will go into the total pot. And then when you're dividing up the total thing, so if there's a house, if one person's got some investments or some other assets, then the whole thing goes in. I think what you need to be careful on, if you are dividing that up and that is kind of seen as part of your total pot, just remember that is an asset that you can't touch until you're 65. So just think about whether you're ascribing a full value to that asset when you are putting it into that pot, or whether you're just putting it in a slightly discounted, or whether you do actually say, look, because it isn't something we can hit to 65, we are going to treat it separately and therefore we're going to split it into two.
So how does that work? Do you have to have a conversation with your KiwiSaver provider about that, or?
Yeah, look, I've been thinking about this over the last couple of days. I think what we would do if we were asked that question is we would suggest that the KiwiSaver is actually split into two.
Right.
And it would go, so the KiwiSaver, half the KiwiSaver would stay where it is, and then the other half of the KiwiSaver would go into a separate KiwiSaver account, either with us or with a different provider, but in the other person's name.
Mm. Far out. That does not sound very much fun, I have to say, to that person.
Savings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and tricky as well. If I guess you're the only one who had a KiwiSaver too, that's not a lot of fun. So solidarity to that texter.
Oh, it's a little bit unfair because that person has thought about their future, has saved their future, and now won't have as much, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a real shame. Well, we've got another question here. Is it a bad time for big purchases? Should I be saving my money in case the economy collapses?
I don't know the state of the economy changes anything here. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you should only ever be spending what you can afford. If you've got a whole lot of spare cash and there is something that you want, then by all means, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think definitely, even in good times, I would never ever suggest that you should be taking on debt, maxing out credit cards, or doing anything like that to make these big purchases. I do think at the moment, probably there is a little bit of a need for extra caution.
Mm-hmm.
We do wage subsidies coming to an end, the final wage subsidies coming to an end at the end of September. And I think there will be more rounds of redundancy. So probably it is prudent to be cautious, but you should never be spending frivolously and racking up debt at the best of times either.
Very sensible advice. All right, someone said, I'm trying to make a budget. How much of my wages should I be spending in rent? I feel like this is a very spicy question for Auckland at the moment, or anywhere in New Zealand, really.
Look, no matter what I say, I'm going to get in trouble, because fundamentally, I think that what they say it should be, internationally, I think the number is anywhere between 20 to 40%, which is a very big number. However, I know at the moment in Auckland, that's pretty hard. It's kind of impossible to sit at the bottom end of that.
I think we're one of the like OECD's highest countries for like proportion of your wage that goes on rent or something kind like, of obscene
what if
like
your
that.
Your wage can't pay your rent.
Exactly.
I mean, we're a low wage economy and we've got a housing shortage.
Yeah.
And we talk about house prices that have gone nuts, but unfortunately, rentals have also gone nuts over the last, and it's just, it makes it really hard. So there is no hard and fast rule.
Yeah.
It's you do have to spend whatever you can to survive.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, I think the answer is similar to the last question. Don't be frivolous. Spend a good long time looking around. What can you get? Where can you live? How much do you really need to spend? And then figure out that in the context of your total budget. Because remember, there is more than rent. You still need to live, you need to eat, you have other expenses. So once you've had a good understanding of what the range of rents are, go and do your total budget off the back of that. And then you might find, well, actually, I was trying to live in one's place and I was trying to live in a certain way and realise that actually that's impossible.
Yep, I feel that that is going to be just a question we keep having to sort of ask while the house prices are so much and rent prices are so much at the moment. Yeah. Someone said, I'm a freelance worker, I'm struggling with tax, how much should I be putting aside each week? That's probably a lot of people listening, I would say.
So I'd say two things. So most people, you're going to end up paying, I'd probably be putting away 28%. Well, 28-30%, because that's going to be what your total tax bill, the maximum tax bill you can pay is.
Right.
So if you put away 30%, put that into a separate account, then you're not going to have any problems later on. There is actually a product that we're starting to do a little bit of work with at Kōrā, called Henry, H-N-R-Y, and I'd go have a look at that as as an option, because what they will do is they will deduct tax for you on the way through. So you get all the benefits of being a contractor in terms of tax deductions and other things, but they will manage your taxes for you, and so you don't end up having a nightmare tax time to figure out where are all my invoices, what have I spent, what have I done. And then even worse, how do I find that money I now owe the tax department?
Yes, okay, that's good advice. Henry, H-N-R-Y, is that right?
H-N-R-Y,
okay, cool.
Has it launched yet?
Yeah, it has. So they launched, I think, about 18 months ago. It's a Wellington-based fintech.
Cool.
That's a really cool initiative.
It's a great initiative. And even for us, why we're doing work with them is for your KiwiSaver, where what they'll say is, look, just because you're a contractor doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing KiwiSaver. And so you can make automatic 3% or 6% deductions straight into your KiwiSaver account. There's lots that you can do. So it's kind of a really good way of turning you're being a contractor and effectively making it as easy as being an employee with PAYE.
Yeah, that sounds very handy, I have to say. Yeah. And then our last question this morning we've got, Rupert, is I have a small business that's not my main income. Should I be registered for GST?
So if the turnover of that business is greater than $60,000, yes. If it's less than $60,000, no.
That's pretty easy then.
It's a pretty easy bright line from the IRD.
There we go. Nice and simple one to end on. Rupert, thank you very much for that.
My pleasure.
To the texters who sent those in, I hope that was helpful for you. If you have a question, you can send them through to 5395. If we had missed your question this morning, we'll get to it next week. So thank you all for sending that in, and we'll see you next Monday, Rupert.
Thank you.
That's Money, Home Economics on 95 BFM.